From the gateway to bourbon country in Louisville, Kentucky, welcome to the Firkin Podcast, where every drink tells a story. I'm Brian.
I'm Chris. What is going on, Brian?
Well, Chris, you know what this month is? It's Women's History Month.
Is it?
It is. Oh. We've had some amazing women as guests on this show before. Amanda Freitag, Danielle Mann. Last week, we had Scarlett Call on the show.
That's right. We've also had Haley Witters.
And Haley Witters. That's right. Bourbon and Beyond. So today, we have a very special guest in the studio.
Who do we have with us today?
Well, today, we have Ceci Lindsay. Now, she is the co-founder and COO of Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon Company. Isn't that right, Ceci? How you doing?
I am doing great.
That's a big title.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it is.
Right?
It's like really long.
Yeah, it's like official. I think you may have the other.
We sure did.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of drinks with that last co-founder.
So the bar was set.
Yeah, the bar has been set.
Uh-huh. We might up the ante then. So Russ and I, we started this business back in 2019, and the name Mr. and Mrs. comes from, it is a union between us and the things that we love. So bourbon, of course, Kentucky, horses, the people, basketball, and it's our marriage, our union to that.
So. Nice.
Cheers. What do we
Yeah, what is
here?
This one here?
So what we started here was with the rye that you guys have.
Oh.
So can you tell us a little bit about this? First off, let's cheers for you actually joining us on. And this is the first
cheers
podcast you've been a guest on.
The very first podcast I've been a guest on. Okay, so yeah, we have our rye in front of us. I am so excited. We're really proud of this rye. So, you know, with most ryes, flavor notes you'll get are peppery, kind of abrasive, could be hard on the nose or what have you. Whereas this one, Sean and I just got back from Maryland recently, and the sales team we were working with, they were like, oh, this is really interesting. This brings a new element to rye, because it's like a bourbon drinker's rye. So it's more sweet, more round notes. All right, you guys took a sip.
That's right.
Yeah,
I did. Are we picking up anything?
Yeah. So huge amount of sweetness, which is what's different for a rye, because normally you're expecting almost a little bit of that spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did we say? This is 90 proof. Is that right? It was a 90 proof rye?
It is a 90 proof rye, yes.
Which is what helps that little, balance out that spiciness, which is really, really good.
You get that spice dance around your tongue, though. That's my favorite part about a rye.
And you still need that in a rye.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be a rye.
No,
it wouldn't. Have just a little bit of...
People would be like, what is this crap you're pushing on me here?
Yeah,
huh?
They'd be like, blasphemy.
Yeah, so it actually picks up a lot of, so it's missing that spiciness on the nose, like because you're not getting it. But you get a nice round spiciness right on the mid palate as well as on the sides there. Definitely makes me salivate.
Oh, yeah.
Russ and I, when exploring the different flavor profiles we wanted to put out there, we're big on sweet notes.
Yeah.
So Russ will constantly describe things as being a like candy explosion.
Yeah.
So
you guys are gonna put on your own Willy Wonka experience there.
There we go. The next name of the next one, the Willy Wonka.
Okay, all right. So let me like be more efficacious. Okay. So with this you may get some vanilla notes, touches of chocolate chip.
Yeah.
And speaking of chocolate chip, I did bring some chocolate chip.
So normally every time we've had a guest that's come on, they always usually bring whiskey.
Yeah.
She not only brought whiskey.
Right.
She brought whiskey.
It's the first
she brought
one.
Glasses.
That's right.
Best. I'm going to show this to all the cameras because I want this to get in. Brian, you want to zoom in?
Oh, yeah. Let me hit you up on that. Let's see.
Look at that.
There you go.
I need to plug the fact that you can get this online.
Everyone can come to firkinpodcast.com
right.
And then you can see where to get the glasses.
Yeah, we both
get a web.
But no, thank you so much for these glasses. I love the etching.
Oh, yeah. It's cool, man.
It's like really high quality. Let's talk, before we get into like the making and everything, let's get a little bit about you, your history, your background.
Oh, gosh.
You're from Texas, born in Texas.
So I'm born in Texas.
Yeehaw.
I can hardly claim it. I lived there for all of 2 weeks.
That's okay.
So you were literally born, popped in the car.
Truly. So I'm born in McAllen, Texas, which I'm pretty sure is like 1 mile from the border. So I'm like, Mom, I wish you would have ran across the border and I could have dual citizenship.
There you go.
Yeah, so that would have really helped growing up.
Exactly.
That would have been awesome.
I know. She messed up.
Mom,
would have been easy too, just to like pop over.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's super easy just to go across here.
Yeah, to go across is really easy.
Yeah. Like, that's the problem. Nice.
They're like, you're not coming back here.
My dad was working in Mexico at the time. Yeah, but they lived in Texas. But yeah, growing up, moved around a whole lot. But I come from Indiana. Like, my family, we go back to Indiana, which Sean likes to give me crap for.
Rightfully so.
Lafayette. Right?
Come on.
Yes. Lafayette. West Lafayette.
West Lafayette. Yeah, there you go.
And so, you were you're pretty athletic.
At one point in time.
Yes, no, I mean,
yeah, me
at
too.
One point I was also. Clearly not anymore.
Good point.
Stuff has changed.
I grew up with two brothers and constantly playing sports. I feel like I was the third brother, so I played flag football growing up. Played basketball, cross country, track.
Okay, like, I was going to say, you're a runner?
Yeah, I was a runner. You will not catch me running anymore.
Me either.
I'm running to Lake Okeechobee.
If you're running, someone's chasing you, and please help.
Somebody's chasing me, or I'm running to go get burgers.
If we see you running, maybe we should see if she needs an assistant.
That's right.
Just for a second.
Exactly.
Anytime I see anyone
running,
yeah.
Truly,
I get really concerned about them because I'm like, there's no reason to do that to you. So
I actually don't think it's like that good for your body. So yes. I'm like, Dr. Sessie says,
there you go.
You shouldn't be running.
I love having doctors on this show.
I do.
You know, every time I have a doctor, they give me something new.
I have quite a few titles.
We always say that we are not a historic podcast. Don't follow us for doctor advice. No. What else, Brian?
You don't want to listen to any kind of medical or legal advice on this show.
You need a disclaimer before.
Probably should have a disclaimer.
This is not medical advice.
Don't do anything of what we tell you.
Yeah.
And then what we found that was also pretty interesting, you were a rower too for a little while.
What's that like?
Yeah, that is some sassy lore. I went to the University of Louisville my freshman and sophomore year, and so since growing up playing sports, I sort of had an identity crisis when I went to college. Like, my identity revolved around playing sports.
I
played basketball and everything. So I get to U of L, and it's the first week. It's like orientation week. I'm walking around with my girlfriend, and the rowing team is actually recruiting on campus. Yeah, like,
have you ever done at this point?
Yeah, she was rowing every day, up and down the Ohio just for fun.
I come to find out it's a Title IX thing, you know. So college athletics are bestowed a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the men and the women's teams, they need equal disbursement of the funds. So the universities kind of need to decide where to allocate the money. And the rowing team for a lot of these universities get like a pretty hefty amount of money.
Yeah.
And so with that, they're able to just recruit people and have these massive rosters. So I'm walking around with these girlfriends I just met, and we sort of get, you know, like, stopped. Hey, like, what are you guys doing this Thursday? We're not doing anything. Literally nothing.
We just got here.
Yeah.
Do I have a plan for you?
Exactly. They're like, do you want to go row? I'm like, row, row, row a bike.
Row where?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What does row?
Just for the plot, I think, like, looked at my friend and was like, yeah, like, let's go do this. Next thing you know, one, two, skip a few, I'm on a book scholarship and I'm rowing for the University of Louisville. I'm a Division I athlete. But it was really like, it was a really good transition for me. And it just was very serendipitous to go from playing sports my entire childhood and having that structure and that foundation. And I think there's so many amazing things to get from sports. Right?
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
having to put your own personal interests to the side, work as a team and everything. And it gave me that structure that for the first time being on your own in college is so valuable.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, man, it was like too much structure because our practices were literally like 5 a.m. on the Ohio River.
We saw a quote that you made, which was, I think it said something like, be okay with like 5 a.m. or something like that.
Wait, what? I actually might know what you're talking about.
It was on the University of Louisville's page.
Yeah, it was on the U of L page.
So it says, the best thing about U of L rowing is Derek Copeland.
This is me talking?
She doesn't even know who Derek Copeland is.
Well, if it makes it seem like it's you.
I find it hilarious. Like, they're... Guys, I don't remember this.
Yeah,
at
right?
All.
Well, I mean, this would have been 2011, 2012.
Yeah, that was a while ago. It was many bourbons ago.
That was a lot of bourbons ago.
So, right. But yes, Derek Copeland, head coach. He's still the head coach. Awesome guy. And the squad is really good. So, yes.
So your favorite classes were, I don't know.
Equine?
Yep. There we go.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
And then after graduation, she plans to pursue a career in the equine field and make bank.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. And I had latched onto that one too. I latched onto that. I said, we're doing something with horses.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? It is kind of serendipitous that I said that because as I'm like driving over here and everything, I'm thinking about like, oh, what do I want to talk about? I'm feeling like a little bit nervous, but like I have such an affinity for Kentucky, and the two things that I really love so much about this place are horses and bourbon.
Yeah, you and me both.
Right? And hey, we have our national holiday.
That's right. That's right.
We got one more thing here. It says, if you could tell her incoming teammates one thing, it would be set goals and be peace with 5 a.m.
Yeah, right.
See, I still have beef with 5 a.m.
She really does not like 5 a.m. Like, that is awful.
Made peace with
she is get not... up at 5 a.m. now.
Yeah.
She is not letting that one go.
No, I don't. I am a morning person, but 5 a.m. is like pushing it. I'm no longer that rising
girl. Well, that's because of all those years waking up at 5 a.m. So now you're okay with 9 a.m., 8 a.m. is fine with me now, right?
I've earned
6 a.m. There you go. I like that you did not know that existed, and that just made this so much better. Bro, I like that you were going to make bank. That's great.
Yeah, make bank.
You went back up to Purdue to finish, right? You graduated from Purdue.
I did, yeah. So there was kind of a pivotal moment. Russ and I were together back then. He declared to the league. And so I was like, all right, he's going to play professional ball. And I also, I had an injury, so I couldn't row anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And then me being from Indiana, Purdue is actually in-state tuition. Mm-hmm. And I love U of L, but I am a Boilermaker through and through.
Get that train rolling.
Yeah, BTFU, baby. Boiler the fuck up. Yeah, so I did transfer to Purdue and graduated from there. All of our lessons and classes had so much focus, so it was great to have something like to apply the lessons to. So instead of being in like a broad business class and they're like, oh, you could just apply this to anything, we had very specific examples that we could call on. And being in Indiana, it's agriculture.
Right.
I come from a long line of farmers, blue collar, honestly, maybe redneck. So,
sure.
Yeah, it was
me too.
I'm very proud of my roots and I'm proud of the Midwest. I've sort of grandfathered Kentucky into the Midwest.
Yeah.
It might actually be the South, but I'm really
proud. Nobody can really
tell. Rednecks in both areas.
Amen.
Doesn't matter.
Blue collar redneck, roll your sleeves up, like honest work for an honest dollar. I'm all about that.
There you go.
So before we go into more questions, we're going to go ahead and pass out the next glass that we have.
All right, awesome.
So this one comes in a label, Brian, that she didn't design, because if she did, just a bunch of words on the outside.
It's literally it's a retention sample, right? It's straight off the line. I think these are honestly like more cool than the labels.
I can tell you, Russ really dropped the ball. Russ didn't bring anything straight off the line.
That's right.
I'm just saying, this is a step.
I come bearing gifts. I brought cookies.
You sure did.
Yeah, she brought cookies, glasses, stuff right out of the barrel. So tell us a little bit about, because I mean, we know nothing about this one. Is it pretty much just got pulled in off of the barrel to this bottle in here?
This is our Louisville Legend Vault. So it's a cask strength. It's weeded.
Mm.
This one comes in at, I think, 112.
Okay. Yeah. And the Louisville Legend Alt, what color? Because I know that a lot of that is, he does like the red face, the blue face.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
color is?
This is the red face. It's, we sort of call it the patriarch of our bourbon family.
Yeah.
This one, if you see it on the shelves, don't just grab one, grab two.
Hey.
They sell out.
That is.
We're on our third bottling of this, I believe. Yeah, and we're looking into the our bottling schedule to get number four.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're super excited by it. Yeah. We're really proud of it. So this one's actually, hold on, we have a cool story on this guy. But for, did we all take a sip?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think, okay. Sorry. No, I didn't have one.
So drink one.
With everybody else.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Listen to me. Like.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
I mean, the rye is delicious, and I think the rye would hold up in great cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Man, nice. That's got a lot of flavor. Sure. Well balanced. Just
totally.
I mean, yeah. It's really good mouthfeel, too.
Yeah, for it to be cask strength, people are always so surprised how, I know this word is, like, hated in the bourbon world, but it goes down really easy. I'm avoiding the word I think we all know.
Smooth.
It's smooth.
That's smooth whiskey.
That's what we sound smooth.
Yeah, but so the funny story, you know, when you take a sip of bourbon or really any like hard liquor for that matter, that sensation on the way down and your body warms up. With bourbon, we call it a Kentucky hug. And yeah. Love that. It tastes so good. So
I usually say sometimes that hug can be offensive.
Hey, are you kind you never want to
no,
end?
No, yeah. That's a much better. No, you don't want to push that one off as fast.
Like,
please get away.
Embrace me for forever.
No, this does give you a nice, like, warm hug. And it was a little chilly outside today, so it worked out.
Yeah, but hey, the sun is up. But so over the summer, we actually got to pour up with J.R. Ward, this world-renowned author. She writes some really great, like, romance novels with...
Read them all the time.
Like Fabio on the front.
It's like fantasy meets romance. So, like,
you know how much I was like, hey, I need you to research
like,
her.
Yeah. But she is incredible. Like, I love her so much. And the world loves her to the point that her books are being turned into movie adaptations or film adaptations and are going to be on Tosca Musk's platform, Passion Flicks. And so with that...
You heard it here first, people.
If the rest of this is us just talking about the Hallmark Channel, it should be good.
Yeah.
This is a Firkin podcast exclusive.
You know, like Netflix, which I wonder where they got the name, on Passion Flicks, they have a lot of different kinds of shows, and one of them will be going to different authors of the book's hometowns, learning about the author, experiencing, like, what makes their hometown, so JR gave Tosca the entire Kentucky experience, and the JR experience, she loves nice cars, she drives a Rolls Royce, she's so cool. So with each of these visits that they do, they end it with, like, a food or a drink that's local to that region. So obviously if you're in Kentucky, you need bourbon. And then us being friends with JR, she was kind enough to have us on her episode. So we brought our lineup and Sean thought he was funny and he was. He starts Tosca off with our cask strength. And it was
like, well, that's way to go.
It's like our highest proof, like our 122 cask.
The way it hugs you.
Yeah, and
it's a romance like, novel.
It's literally like 11 a.m. or like God knows what time it is. And he's all
like,
business.
It's like coffee.
Totally. And all buttoned up and hands it to her. And we tell the story about the Kentucky hug. And she goes, this is a Kentucky body slam. So we've like adopted that one. And
yeah, we do know some wrestling too, so
we be getting the wrestling.
We love that. So yeah, this is our Kentucky body slam. It is so good. The Bourbon Monster approves of this one.
Nice.
So yeah.
I really, really like the smell of this one.
Yeah, I do too. It smells really nice.
Do you remember the first bourbon that you drank, or the first time that you liked a whiskey, or just of saying, "Oh, this is a little different"?
I think the first time I really realized I had, like, an affinity for it was probably we went down to Willett, and I just loved everything that they were about. And, again, back to my love for the Midwest,
right.
He's part of the Midwest. You go to these distilleries, and it's just, it's so cool to see the behind the scenes, and, like, the grounds that it's on is gorgeous.
Yep.
And you learn about, like, what really goes into it, and realize it's an entire industry. I mean, of course, but it's 45 minutes down the road from our house, and it's incredible that this is where, you know, Maker's Mark is made, Woodford, Buffalo Trace, like these things that you've seen all around the world in bars are just right down the road. So yeah, it was really cool for me to see that behind the scenes and the inner workings of these companies, and then me having this background in business. And then also, I mean, you guys seem to have done your digging on me
a little bit.
I also have a little bit of an artistic or creative background. So back to Willett, it was really cool for me to see this, and the gears start spinning in my head, and I'm thinking about how they have their different labels and everything, and I just love how they have branded themselves. I mean, unless you know bourbon, you wouldn't know that those are all from the same distillery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And so,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and that was a risk that they had to take, because from the business side of things, you of course want that brand recognition. So we all know Woodford, it's an iconic bottle. They will release different expressions, but they just kind of change that variation of the shape of the bottle.
Right.
And I think there's pros and cons to both, but to Willett's credit, I think it's so cool that they really leaned into these different brand identities for their different expressions. And for whoever is on that creative or design team, it's got to be a fun moment for them to really like lean into that and put something new out in the market.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I just want to touch on that because I think it was on your Instagram or something, but you actually did a little bit of like a bottle, like a little bourbon bottle design. I think I saw like it was like on your iPad or something like that you drew up, and it was just absolutely beautiful at how quickly you kind of put that together.
Yeah, that's fun. So in my free time, which I don't seem to have too much of right now, but I do love doing art. So whether it's digital art on my iPad, like you saw, or physical like watercolors, oil paint sticks, what have you, I always have some sort of project going on the side. And then I love whenever I can marry my passion of art with business, for example. Yeah. So that is kind of how my involvement, I think, with Mr. and Mrs. came to be. So yeah, Russ and I work together, and he has such a deep passion, and he doesn't give himself enough credit for like how much work he put in and the foundation that he laid and built and everything. We would just chat about this, and we both were super interested in pursuing this and everything. And so that's when I sat back and started like designing the labels and everything. And we would just, it was kind of COVID time when the designing happened, so there wasn't much else to do. I think we were all drinking, so I'm sitting back and drinking and drawing and designing labels.
I know when he was in here, we talked about that label with the faces, and it's this whole like this old school looking dude. He just didn't want it to look exactly like him. But he said, this is classy right here, though, man.
Classic.
Classic design. What is so funny, if you guys saw the reference image that I
used, I would love to.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, yeah, some blackmail from him or something. He would not approve of that. But it was during COVID, and I just took this picture of him off the cuff. Like, he hasn't shaved or anything. You know, like, he does not like the picture, but it's so funny that that is the reference image for our brand. Yeah. But, no, yeah, Russ, he really, he laid the foundation. He mentored industry professionals for like 7 years before we officially launched. To his credit, he is just an insanely curious person, and he will explore his passions and his curiosity. And, you know, next thing you know, you find yourself at a table with like Wes Henderson at Angels, or Drew down at Willett, or we're good buds with Elizabeth at Woodford, which is so cool, and Women's History Month.
That's right.
Yeah. Drop
home. Now master distiller.
She is the master distiller. Not assistant anymore.
It is so well deserved. She is.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. She's so cool. Yeah. The first time we met them. So we're good friends with her and her husband, Matt. And we met her through a mutual friend. And so that's all that works.
In some communities.
Not all of them. Depends on what we're talking about. Call Brian.
We'll see.
Good thing that you probably prefaced it beforehand.
Yeah, so the six of us got together, and we brought our, like, MMBC labels, and she brought some Woodford, and by the end of the night, we had, like, an unofficial tasting. It was the six of us into, like, four in the morning. But anyway, it's always so cool anytime you have the opportunity to sit down with her and to have a pour. Her notes that she can pick up her olfactory system,
yeah,
you know, is so impressive. Whereas I like to think I can pick up some notes, but come the end of the day, I'm like, I like it or I don't.
Me
like
too.
It, you know? And I can speak a little bit more right to it, but like it's more so black and white.
Yeah.
So we sit down with her, and her first thing is she's, you know, sniffing and everything. I'm like, oh, this is official if it's like,
getting real.
Yeah, right. And she's like, I'm picking up bubble gum, and I'm like, are you now?
Really? Yeah.
That's because I'm chewing gum.
I'm like writing down the seven person who gets that.
Yeah. We have a new one to add.
Bubblegum tart flavor candy explosion.
And then you said it smells like bubblicious.
It's an everlasting gobstopper, as a matter of fact.
You got exact, and we're like, look at Elizabeth, come on. Let's figure out what the exact type of bubblegum is it.
But yeah, she's great, and she's been a really great mentor, and constantly, like, I'm really big on a high tide raises all boats, and she's really lifted me up and brought me with her. So this past November, she brought me onto a panel that I was like, really had no right being on at Watch Hill Proper.
Saw that. That's
so awesome. Yeah, it was so cool. So I'm there with the likes of Andrea Wilson, Chris Morris, you know, Woodford's previous master distiller.
It was a beast.
Yeah. And then it ends with me, and I'm like,
you're like the new child. Yeah.
Does anybody have any paintbrushes? I would like to paint right now.
To end it on me, so guys, no pressure.
You stuck me in the middle.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was a good time, but it was definitely getting my feet wet in that sense. And yeah, I'm excited to do that. That worked.
Hey, you want to go on this third one?
Yeah,
let's do it, baby.
Sorry, I drink more than everybody else.
Right, so what are we getting?
So this one is the Ethan pour, right?
Oh, yes.
This is exciting. Yeah,
so tell us a little bit about this, because I also would like to get into, I think that goes into a good transition about your artwork and all the label design that you did. So tell us a little bit about the Ethan.
Yeah, that label is Russ after a really long night, right? Oh, wait, I'm looking at it backwards.
That's a different picture of Russ that you took it from.
He's done something questionable. He's in the dog. No, so yeah, we're so excited about this like avenue of our business. So our label lends itself really nicely to collaborating with different people, industries, charities, foundations. So Ethan Almighty is a foundation that we partnered with. You guys are in Louisville, so you've probably heard of Ethan Almighty. His story is really miraculous. He was on the brink of death. For those listening, Ethan is a dog that is on the face of our Ethan Almighty batch. He was rescued, and now they have since created Ethan's Blessing. It's their foundation, and the proceeds go toward helping animals. So this was really fun for us. It was our first foray into doing a custom label, a single barrel. So you can see there were 270. Never coming around again. So, it was really a fun process for us. Everything end to end, from the deciding what juice was going to go into it, to the designing of the label, to, you know, just all the intricacies.
Positivity.
Right.
With a W.
So that's going to be a thing. So we're really fired up by this ability or this opportunity that we have to collaborate with different, like I said, people, artists, industries, foundations, and we kind of want to play off that whole distilled with. So I wish I could speak to some things right now, but I don't think things are official yet. Yeah, I'm looking over there. We don't have the pen to paper or better yet, money in the bank yet for me to say what.
It's okay though, but we do know that something is going to come, and to make sure that we keep paying attention to everything that happens to Mr. and Mrs. And I'm sure that as soon as we find out, we'll definitely post and maybe do a quick update.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, definitely keep your eyes on Mr. and Mrs. We have a lot of really fun and exciting projects in the works. We're going through growing pains, which is a good problem. So yeah. we recently picked up distribution in Maryland. So we're out east. Again, I can't speak to it entirely, but we're probably looking to go down south.
Nice.
Out east.
Yeah.
Maybe also southwest.
All right.
So,
this is different.
So it is. Yes. And we had so much fun. So Sean and I went down to the bottling facility and we were there. This is one of my most favorite things, when you're able to drink the juice fresh out of the barrel. Like, right? It just...
Something about it, yeah.
It hits different.
It sure does.
Yeah.
It totally hits different later, too. Depending on how much you had out of the barrel.
So we're in the lab, and we take a sip of this, and we're like, dang, that tastes really good. Like, it has, like, an extra crispiness to it. Something about it just tastes really...
There's like this crispy corn to it, because I get the corn like on the back note that I kept smelling, and there's like this sweet corn that's there.
Yeah, I'm getting almost like a butterscotch kind of a corn.
Yeah, I mean, so when you were saying sweet and candy or anything like that, I mean, that I would say that does give this like sweet nose to it, but man, the taste, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's gone. There's no more of those out, right?
Yeah, like never coming back.
Ethan's batch is done.
Sorry about your luck, people.
Exactly.
Are we going to try to do some more Ethan's batches? Like,
but yeah, we have. Okay. So we already were, I think, doing 4 barrels next go. We want to roll that out before the holiday season. We did this in January this past year, and it went great. We released it for pre-sale to the public. We sold out in 36 hours. We had a wait list over.
I saw your pictures. You did a... local bar restaurant here in Louisville, didn't
yeah
you?
Yeah, so O'Shea's has been awesome.
That's right, O'Shea's.
Yeah, really fun time. So all of the bottles were pre-sold, so everybody arrived and got to pick up their bottle with the handwritten label that Sean and I did the day before. I mean, we're really a startup over here. We're really out here grinding it out.
Yeah, it's like, am I going to get it ready? I think so.
You guys don't know the hurdles that Sean and I like jumped over.
While Russ is just out playing basketball.
Yeah,
huh?
Just out having a good time.
But like, to the point of being a startup, like, you can either embrace that or kind of like let that beat you up, but we really embrace that whole like move quick and break things mentality, and we just get
it's only
after
way,
it.
It's the only way you are.
The three of us, we get along really well. We're super scrappy. We all like we're bulldogs for
That's
sure.
Awesome.
So yeah.
So you have a love for animals and pets and everything, right?
I do, big time.
Dog at home.
Yeah, big baby.
Yes.
His name is Albus. So Russ and I are really big Harry Potter fans. We're kind of nerdy in like a lot of ways, but we really love Harry Potter. It's one of those like, you know, you have your classics that you could pop on the TV at any time. And for us, Harry Potter is one of them, and Rick and Morty is one of them. But yeah, so Albus is named Albus Dumbledore instead of Albus Dumbledore. And then we have a cat as well, and her name is Creature, but it's spelled K-R-E-A-C-H-E-R, which is a house troll.
Oh, okay.
Very, very
gotcha.
Aware.
Yes.
Now,
thematic.
I think this is a good segue, but first, I did finish mine, okay?
As did I.
Since we don't have anything else to drink of ours, we would like you to pick anything off of this whole entire bar.
This is both so much fun, but so much pressure.
It's okay. There's only like one or two wrong guesses.
Yeah.
You have.
It's only one wrong answer.
Yeah, that's all.
You have. And if you don't have it, I've been talking about this a lot lately. Yeah, and I'm not seeing it.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a really big fan of barrel seagrass.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll look for that or anything else he wants to drink here.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
A quick break. We'll be right back.
And we're back. So what we decided, so she has her pick of this whole entire bar, and what we wanted to do was try to find something that was kind of similar to, which one were you?
So I was looking for the barrel seagrass, and the reason why is because I pick up notes on that kind of reminds me of our white oak And in the most interesting way, God, I've really described our bourbon today in a number of ways, but I get a lot of funky notes in our white oak.
Yeah.
I love it. It's really good. A lot of women seem to like it. It's wheated, which is interesting that I pick up notes that barrel seagrass has because that's a rye. But anyway, I will pick up some like cruciferous notes.
Yeah.
Like green. I know, right? Like I pick up
word
some, like,
drop.
I know. I pick up some like spinach notes, some like Popeye going on in there. But in the best way ever. And I really like it. And it keeps me like intrigued and going back for more.
Yeah.
But I get that from the barrel seagrass. So I requested that. But you guys have everything except for that. So we're going to go with the next best, apparently.
Next time you're back on, I'm going to have like 8 bottles of seagrass.
I'm literally like, Sean and I are going to go get seagrass like after this. So, yeah.
So what we decided here was barrel bourbon. This is actually a pick that I did probably like 4 or 5 years ago, a single barrel pick that I did.
That's so cool.
So this is a 14-year-old Barrelcraft. Now, if you know Barrelcraft, you follow them along, a lot of their stuff that's actually won most of the awards is their 15-year-old Barrelcraft, which they're like that one there. We got the 15-year-old here. We've also had, just like you said, the seagrass has been winning tons and tons of awards. So this is that one there. And then something that I get off of this as we were talking is, which is apricots, like a perfect example, because I get a lot of stone fruit, like this just stone fruit off of it.
100%.
Yep.
Like there's just this and little bit like, of fruitiness to it.
It's undeniable. Like sometimes people will say something and I'm like,
yeah, because you're not sure.
Yeah. this is like, it's an apricot. It's like a fruit basket. Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And again,
cheers.
Let's
I'm
cheers.
So excited.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Guys,
but we're not done
because
we have something else here.
So I hear.
Yeah. So she hears. Yeah. So, you know, we had Russ on.
We did.
As you know. And one of the things that we like to do, if you listen to our show at all, we always like just like to come up with something fun for our guests to do.
Love that.
We don't ever know if it works or not, but this time we hope that it does. So last time when Russ was on the show, we had him go through all of your brands of whiskey, okay? All of the bottles that you have.
Yep.
And he had to put them on the basketball court. So we know.
I love that.
We currently know what every single
position.
Every single position.
That's right.
Like,
so we kept
so
it.
Great.
So they've been assigned.
So this cracked me up because they showed this to me earlier. And I was like, is our... I said,
yeah, so you said, is the white label the coach?
No, I was like, I'm like, that's so funny. I figured that the gold standard would be the coach, but then it's a shooting guard. So I was like, did Russ claim himself as gold standard?
It was a fantastic comment that I wish we would have come up when she said, did Russ claim himself?
The reason the white label got the coach spot was because Rick used to wear the white suit.
I get it. But like, how many?
Oh, she didn't like that one.
No. That was a layup.
But since we know where all of your bottles now play basketball,
okay,
there's something that we don't know. Now,
oh God.
What we actually kind of, you know, when we did our research on you and everything like that, and you've said multiple times, and you said your dog's name. You're a big Harry Potter fan, right?
Big Harry Potter
so
fan.
So we thought.
What house?
We thought we needed to go through the sorting ceremony.
So if you take a look at our monitor here on the
right here in
on
front,
the table over here.
Just right there in front, right there.
We've put together a sorting ceremony for your bourbons.
Oh my gosh, that is so fun.
We are going to go through and I'm going to read out the houses real fast, give you a little bit of feedback about each house so you know
I'm like,
what they are.
Yeah, fresh mind.
And then you're going to go through and then Brian is actually going to take and we're going to build our own sorting ceremony for Mr. and Mrs.
Well, do I have a sorting hat?
You know, I thought about that this morning.
I did too.
And I was actually even thinking too. I was thinking if I can find like the perfect little witch's hat to go on each bottle, that would have been amazing. But see, we come up with these great ideas about 8 minutes before we need it to happen here. So here is our houses that we have to choose from. First, we have Gryffindor, and they value bravery, daring, nerve, and chivalry. Their founders, Godric Gryffindor, notable members, Harry Potter, Albus Dumbledore, and Nearly Headless Nick. The head right now is Professor McGonagall. Their animal is a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Colors are scarlet and gold.
I know all these things.
Well, some of our audience might, including Brian, that we found out when he came up with this idea that Brian has only seen one movie ever.
That's right.
Brian.
I know. I actually said I was a little disappointed, too.
You're getting sorted into Slytherin.
That's right. I'm getting sorted into Muggle.
So
yes, there you go. There you go. That was perfect.
Next, we have Hufflepuff, who values hard work, dedication, patience, loyalty, and fair play. Founder is Helga Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm.
Members are notable members are Cedric Diggory and Nymphadora. Did I say that right?
I'm not sure about that one.
Nymphadora?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
exactly.
go with it.
Yeah.
The head is Pomona Sprout. The animal is a badger, mm-hmm. and their colors are yellow and black. And we got two more. We have a Ravenclaw, who values intelligence, knowledge, curiosity, creativity, and wit. Founder is Rowena Ravenclaw. Notable members are Luna Lovegood, Gilderoy Lockhart.
Ooh.
Head is Phileas Flitwick.
I was waiting for you to say
that. I know. I was going to mess it up. I said it 8 times, by the way. Animal is a raven, and then colors are blue and bronze. And last, we have Slytherin, which values ambition, leadership, self-preservation, cunning, and resourcefulness. Founder Salazar Slytherin. Notable members, Tom Riddle, Bellatrix Lestrange, and Draco Malfoy. Animal is a snake, and their colors are emerald, green, and silver. So,
fantastic.
It is up to you now. We're giving you all of the power to sort each one of your brands
that's
that we
right,
have
so
up here. And, like, I mean, it's up to you. You are the sorting.
I'm the arbiter.
Yeah, so all right.
We're going to start.
We're going to start with Blue. Is that Blueface?
Blueface, right.
It's funny because I just gave Russ a little bit of crap for him making white oak Patino because he would wear the white suit, and I'm like looking at our labels and like, well, I see green. That feels like Slytherin.
It does, doesn't it?
This is perfect.
I gotta think a little bit harder. but wait, really quickly, I wanted to.
Yeah, what do you think?
I get so many apricot notes.
Mm, yeah,
but it's really good.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah. But it goes down really easily.
Super smooth, yeah. And I'll say the proof on this is going to be about 91.
It's a really unique flavor profile.
Yeah, just making sure I did my math right real fast. 91.
Okay, so what are we starting with?
We're
starting
start
with
our Blueface.
Traditional Kentuckian.
That's right.
All right, so that's our standard. That's our every bourbon drinker's bourbon. So I think it's your more like run-of-the-mill house. You know, you're like playing it safe more so. So throughout the story arc of Harry Potter, that would land you in Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw. And I'm going to go with, I don't know as much about Ravenclaw. Can you give me just really quick
Absolutely.
Spark notes on Ravenclaw?
Intelligence, knowledge, curiosity, creativity, and wit.
And then Hufflepuff.
Hard work, dedication, patience, loyalty, and fair play.
We're going to land in Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw. All right. Mm-hmm. We got our first one there for Ravenclaw. It's going to be Blueface for Ravenclaw.
All right. The first guy. All right. Now we are moving into Louisville Legend, which Louisville Legend has been a legend of late. It's all sold out. We need to bottle that boy back up.
Decisions.
I know.
Didn't know that you were going to be like putting all your brands and witches and witches
like,
today.
Like, holy cow. I didn't wake up thinking I'd have to like decipher our expressions. And
she came up prepared
like,
to talk about whiskey
I
on
did,
a podcast.
I did.
And said, we need you to stick them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're like
your
sort
favorite.
Them into like you're the sorting hat yes. right now. And he, all right, man, this is
I like that
stuff.
This is the hardest stuff that we've made.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the hardest question we could is to get her to sort her whiskey.
I've like been so busy and this truly feels like the most perplexing thing that I've done lately. I'm like, God. All right. The Louisville Legend. You know what? It actually feels really Hufflepuff to me.
Okay.
Nothing about it. There's no cunning. There's no like secret bite to it. It is very smart. It's very curious.
I'm sticking with that.
That feels safe.
All right. Let's go with it. Louisville Legend is Hufflepuff.
There you go. All right. Louisville Legend Alt. This is the patriarch of our family. So this is uh-huh. bold. This is like this matters. Like this, like some plot lines get developed around this guy.
So you're down two big ones right now.
I know, right? And like, I kind of want to go villainous with it.
All right.
Yeah, put that boy in Slytherin. That's kind of crazy too. We're doing it.
All right, we got
the
next
one. Yeah, he looks good over there.
Does.
Gold standard, straight to Gryffindor immediately. Oh, it's the kind like in the movie.
Don't need to talk about that one.
In the movie, the hat doesn't even land on the head, and he's Gryffindor. So that Gryffindor, totally smart, a leader, all the things.
Okay.
White oak, probably because I resonate with white oak, and I'm obviously a Gryffindor.
Sure. Have you taken the test online?
I have, and I'm
a Gryffindor. You are a Gryffindor. Okay. I was just double checking. Just wanted to make sure for quality.
I am passionate about this, guys.
Yeah, don't.
It's like in my bio, my bio of life. Like today, you're like, tell me about yourself. I should have led with.
Yeah, right.
And I'm a Gryffindor.
That's exactly how you should have led. It's like the one thing I'm 100% sure about. That right
I can't
there.
Believe you did.
There's a lot actually, going on in my head.
Not sure about
thing.
Anything else I'm going to say today. That part,
100% The one thing I'm
sure
of is that I'm a Gryffindor. Actually, White Oak is Hufflepuff.
Okay. Right.
They have this like studiousness to them, and they're interesting. Yeah. And I get a lot of green notes from our White Oak.
There we go. See, that, look at that.
That brilliant. One felt good. All the others.
All the others we're not sure about. She could change this depending on how many bourbon she's had.
All right, so our rye is a really cool drink. It's, again, like we've said before, it's a bourbon drinker's rye. It's not super abrasive, whereas most ryes are. So therefore, we're not going to land it in Slytherin. It's very interesting. It brings something new to the table, for sure. Which I think I think Gryffindors are bringing... Yeah, I think it's a Gryffindor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
We really are proud of our rye. It has a really unique flavor profile. If you're a fan of Angel's Rye, which I believe they have in like rum casks.
That's right. Good call. Caribbean rum casks.
It's not that sweet at all, but to the point of like having some sweet notes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, it brings something different to the table. It's not just a rye.
That's right. Don't you worry about that.
And oh gosh, our black oak. It's a single barrel
black
rye.
Oak.
It's a unicorn. It's super super yummy. Like we brought some of that. So if you guys
we'll clearly try that.
It's got a really round body to it. Yeah, that one's like kind of a question mark for me. I mean, like, just for there's like an open space. So I'm like, oh, it would fit into Ravenclaw. Like, I don't want to put
there's
it in
an
Slytherin.
Open space in Slytherin.
How
too.
Funny is that? That the our like patriarch is Slytherin.
is the
that
villain.
Is interesting.
I love it.
That's all right.
I actually love it. It's like secret assassin.
I like it.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe it needs a place over there. Like, it's feeling Ravenclaw or Slytherin to me. Yeah, it's unique. It's really great. Put it in Slytherin because it's bold.
All right.
Put it in Slytherin because it is bold. It means well. It's like, it's somebody who kind of got like accidentally sorted into Slytherin.
I understand. So it was kind of like if you're like
sorting hat made a mistake.
It was like Harry Potter and the sorting hat
wasn't
is like
sure which one.
Yeah, he's like it's between. Slytherin or Gryffindor, which I said, you know, Ravenclaw or Slytherin, but it's between the two, and you know, it's a cusp.
There you
I like
go.
It. Yeah. So, do we feel comfortable?
Certainly.
With your choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we did have this other one here, this Ethan Almighty here,
which we
don't have. Ethan.
We should.
No, we
should
didn't have that
Ethan,
on the.
Yeah, because since it's a single
graphic,
barrel.
But
where would Ethan fall? Ethan just feels really Hufflepuff to me. I think Hufflepuff is like, it's like. I mean, even just the name, like Hufflepuff, you feel like fluffy
That's
and like
right.
dog. And I mean, I don't know,
yeah,
like maybe
I
just
do.
Word association
like
here. So like at this point, Hufflepuff is fluffy dog.
Great. Go with it.
Yeah, Ethan Almighty into the Hufflepuff house.
Into all Hufflepuff. Right. Yeah, that feels right.
Hufflepuff's going strong.
So there we go.
Nice.
We have sorted.
Job,
so
I stand
with
by
all
this.
Of Mr. and Mrs., we now know what position they play on the court.
Yes.
And we now know what house that they stand in.
Wow. What will we find out about them next?
Yeah. We need to send a picture of this to Russ, and he's going to be like, who?
That as soon as we're done, please take a picture and text it to him and see what his thoughts are.
She's like, well, for your information, I didn't appreciate how you put him on the basketball court, sir.
So I think he's going to love that Louisville legend all over in Slytherin. Yeah. I think he's going to be like, that's freaking weird, but I love it. Like, it should not be there, but it makes sense.
Now, our question is, you know, we're still making plans to kind of bring you guys back into, you know, in the summertime and talk some other stuff. So we're going to have to come up with another game, Brian. But that's now right. we've given it away, but we got to find what the bottles can do in the future.
Oh, and we will.
I'm not sure what that is yet. We'll find that out. We'll have you guys fill out a new intake form.
Absolutely. Figure out where to go. Yeah. Well, Russ and I, we have a lot, like I mentioned earlier, we're kind of nerdy. We love playing board games and card games. Yeah. We like music. So we have, more of this there, and let's go. Yeah. Play some cards. If you find us like any weekend night, we are drinking bourbon and we are playing cards. I love playing euchre.
Mm. Okay.
Midwest.
Yeah, anyone from Indiana loves playing euchre.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So get Russ. We have four people. And
let's do it.
Let's play.
That's, you know what? That's our whole episode next time.
No, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
Just sit around playing
cards. Yeah. I have right. no idea what we're going to capture.
Yeah.
Could be a 5-hour podcast. Who has any idea what it's going to say?
It'd be great. Yeah. By the end, we have some like crazy wagers going. Like, who knows?
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
This was awesome. Yeah. You guys are great. We got to drink some, pat myself on the back, some good bourbon.
Yes, we did.
We sorted the bourbon into the respective houses. No, this was a great time.
Yes, and our guests brought us gifts.
That's right.
Also, we're going to go through and
future
make sure
guests can take note on how to do it the right
and
way.
And we got a couple gifts for you also. So, you know, we have one of these great little mugs that you're going to get to take home with you, our freaking right. podcast mug, our campfire mugs.
That is so exciting.
We also have a friends of our shows who sponsor everything, Dana Seasoning. So we have a little gift packet of Dana Seasoning for everybody.
Oh, that's right. And put it on then, everything. Pop, pop.
Just because while I was doing a bunch of stuff, and you're such an avid golfer, we actually found I found three Titleist balls over there, and they're Blade and Bow Titleist balls. So just give you a little bit of bourbon kick to
they're
them
all
also.
For you.
Wow, all for guys. Fun. Oh my gosh.
I'd like
amazing.
To say they were Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon balls, but I didn't have any of them. Right. So I did find Blade and Bow, so at least it is Kentucky bourbon.
Hey, that's bourbon, awesome.
Some golf balls with, right?
Thank you guys so much.
So will you come back on? That's the question.
Yeah, when and tell me when.
Great.
Awesome. We're here.
Later this afternoon, we need more content.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, I'm bringing the cards, and we might turn into having, like, Irish coffee.
That's fine. It is a Monday, so we do have a long week ahead of us, though.
True.
Thank you so much for coming on. We truly appreciate it. It was an absolute pleasure to have you here, and I think that you are making, you know, as we said, it is Women's History Month, and I think you are making a little mark on there with your brand-new brand here, Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon Company.
That's right.
So.
Thank you guys so much. This was so much fun. And
tell our listeners where they might be able to find you out there on the interwebs.
Well, listeners, this is my office moment looking at the camera. You can find us at, I think, MrAndMrsBourbon.com. You can find us on social at Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon Company, I believe. And you can follow Russ at Rusticulous and me at Ceci Lindsay. And get all your latest and greatest Mr. and Mrs. Bourbon news.
How cool is that?
That's right. Keep following them because they have all kinds of great stuff that's going to come out and a lot of news that we kind of touched on here. So we know there's going to be some updates coming out shortly. So make sure that you're following all of them. Brian, I got nothing else, man. Close this out.
Oh, let's do it. Thanks, Ceci. And thanks to the listeners for tuning in. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/@FurkinPodcast. Questions or comments, send them to mailbag@FurkinPodcast.com. Visit our Patreon to become a founding member at patreon.com/FurkinPodcast. Subscribe and rate us on your podcast platform of choice and make sure to share it with a friend. And until next time, let's raise a glass to the stories behind the drinks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now more whiskey.